7, 5 tane talking last week on the wonderful marriage that people can have to support the rhythm of the community and so on. And that's advancing and the rhythm of the community. And last week we wanted to mention the rhythm of the community. Because don't learn the Torah with truth, so you're not learning the Torah at all. So actually, what you are learning is sin in the Torah on people that are learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about people that are learning Torah, Torah of Hashem, the real Torah. 2 weeks ago, I was speaking to one of our friends here from class, and he told me that he, in a certain way, impressed from my Avodat Hashem, and he explained to me why. He said, I see that you found yourself that even though that you're putting a lot of effort, you can't send yourself to your Avodat Hashem. But you haven't moved away from who that you are. So, instead of being insulted, I told him that this is actually what the Torah is promising, that when a man is doing tshuva, that the righteous man is leading him through the path that is connected to the roots of his soul. What it means? First of all, like we said before, this is the biggest promise of the man, the Torah promised to us. The Torah gave us something that none of the righteous people gave to the students in the other generation, the generation before. That he promised to us. If you're going to bring us to the purpose, for sure. You're just going to follow the certain rules that he's giving, certain advice, you're going to keep them. You have a promise from the Lord, but he's going to bring you to the purpose, he's going to bring you to the place that you should be. Yosef, shall I take it back? So, I told him, telling you now that when a man is doing tshuva, what he is doing, it's very important to talk about it after Yom Kippur, because you need to understand what we received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yom Kippur. What is going on in that moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redeeming us, is forgiving all of us. What we receive now. The gift that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the fact that He took off, removed all. Through the process of the Tshuva, we remove all. By the Shita of Hasidic Bresser, that Rabbeinu told us all that we cannot do Tshuva by ourselves, just He is doing Tshuva for us. So, that forgiving is revealing by removing the husks and all of the darkness that were covering us, revealing who that we really are. This is it. You don't have no more sins to block who that you are. And the light of your soul can glow. You can see it, can illuminate. So now you're standing in a place that you just need not to cover yourself anymore. This is it. Who am I? I'm who that I am right now. This is who that you are. Look inside, you're going to see that you have an amazing spiritual soul inside of you that is connected in 100% to the infinity, to Hashem Barach, to the source of good. Means you're all good. You're all good. Just you have bad habits. This is what it can bring you back to that darkness again. That in 1 month, in 2 months, Hashalom, you're going to look at yourself again, you're going to say, oh, I'm again in the same place, what's going on with me, I'm sinning again, I'm doing this again, I'm falling again, after being purified in Kippurim, and then this is it, and I lost it all again, and I'm sinning again. It's just bad habits can drag you to the same place, very fast. But, if you're going to be strong, to keep who that you are inside, by that confession, by the Bodhidu, by the Vidu, by finding yourself in the field, by that, you're going to find yourself, you're going to have yourself, and you're going to be able to support yourself. to keep illuminating that light, to expand your being, to be more than what that you are today. Means that if today you love Hashem, tomorrow you can love Hashem a lot more. And the next day after, if you're going to practice on that, going to work on that, going to market it for yourself, going to put it in front in the list of things that are important to you in your life, to do good. I remember myself in the beginning of my Shiva, I was thinking a lot about doing good things. And I had a lot of good things that I thought about. To go to springs, place, to Mayanot, this ball, to deep. To put filin, to do meditations or it was the truth when I learned it Baruch Hashem very fast that it's helping me to talk to Hashem or to go for a walk even to breathe or something good for me. And I was very strong on that to do it every day. To make myself happy, to make myself open. Many need to find inside of myself what makes me happy and to do that. To keep it and to understand that only the things that the man is doing are blocking that light of your own soul, of who that you are inside. And if you're just going to do tshuva on them immediately, fast, you remove them. This is it, you go back to illuminate. Your real self is illuminating again in the moment that you do tshuva. Just remember, you have a psychological issue that causes bad habits. That you used to think bad things about yourself, and you used to wake up early. Actually, you can wake up very early this morning. You could have. And also tomorrow. Today it's very easy, because, tachlis, bottom line, you're clean. Just, you don't used to that, and you don't believe in yourself that really you're capable of, or able to. And this is why you're not gonna even. But, if you're gonna work on yourself, really, to believe in that, to believe in myself, and on that, to focus all of our hit for the year. All of the time. Like I told you that last year is almost a complete year because in the third day of Sukkot, it's the next Hilula of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Last Hilula of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, fourth day, sorry, of Sukkot. It's the third of Chol HaMoed. So, in last year, Chag HaSukkot, the Hilula of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rav Shalom was talking on that. That Rabbeinu said, I achieved it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That everyone that just remember me, thinking about me for one moment, he becomes to be like a baby that just born. On Shaul HaMelech we learned that he was like a one-year-old baby, means that Rashi, I think over there, is explaining, or the Gemara is explaining, that he was without sin. He was without sin when he was a king. He was a grown-up, but he was clean as a baby. This is what it means that when you say, also when righteous people are saying on someone that he's got the face of a baby, it means that he never sinned. That in everything you cannot see the sins on his face. So he was like a baby. So if Rabbeinu said that he achieved that you just remember Rabbeinu. So now, alright, I understand. You don't believe your Rebbe. No problem. I understand you. You don't believe the Rebbe. It's hard for you to believe. Oh, what? Just now? This is it. All of us totally clean. But you see, you were talking Lashon Hara 1 minute before of the shiur. 1 moment before the shiur, you were talking Lashon Hara. And now you remember Rabbeinu. This is it. Just been erased. This is it. F5. Refresh. Clean screen. This is it. Nothing happened. Oh, now you made another Avera. Think about Rabbeinu. This is it. You're clean. Can it be? You don't believe, right? So on what you need to do? Faith in Chachamim. Faith in Chachamim. If you don't believe your Rabbi, what are you doing in class? What are you wasting your hours? You spend your car. Precious time. What are you wasting your precious time? You can go and enjoy. Go to restaurants. Go to the... whatever. Even go to the Western World. There are wonderful restaurants in the Rav HaYehudi. What are you doing in class? What are you doing in class? You can stay religious out of this class. You don't have to be religious. I confessed to one of our friends here from class, I told him, I don't know, 12 years, I think going to be 13 years of Shiva, and I haven't become to be religious yet. I don't know what to do. It's not happening. I'm just looking for a Shani Barak from the first of my Shiva. I don't have the time to become to be religious, to learn all of the halachot and to... important halachot of how to... אז הוא קיב לתורה, זה מצווה, זה obligation, something is, it's a block of the vision, of course, I don't know what, but I see this all of the time, because I'm asking myself, what is more important? A lot more important is to be close to Hashem. If you have certain 1 hour free a day, in that 1 hour, you can do two things. Rabbeinu said, it's what you do, to my love, the love, and I'm in the court. So now you can sit 1 hour in front of the book, or you can sit 1 hour in front of Hashem. So what is more important? Rabbeinu said, it's what you do, to my love, the love, and I'm in the court. It's what you do, is higher than everything else. Not also only, not only 1 hour, also 1 minute. If you have 1 minute, if to learn now or to pray now, Rabbeinu said, it's what you do, to my love, the love, and I'm in the court. And if you think that I'm sick, so I'm telling you, first of all, I am. Second, Rav Shalom said those words. So on that, I'm not sick, because he said it. He said it. He said it to one person, and I'm saying it to thousands, is that a shame, but I'm not lying. I'm going to say it to you in my life, in everything else. Why? Because you can learn thousands and thousands of hours of Torah and you're not going to make you a human being. You can see it. You can know it. You can tell it about yourself. And if you're going to ask, what are you going to do with that verse, Ma'or Sheba, Machzir Olam Utav, that the light of the Torah is going to bring you to be good. Alright? On that, all of the I want to say the literary world, and I say, almost the secular world, the religious people, and I don't mean no group, just the world that are not connected yet to that power of prayer, they have that problem because they still do believe that with only with the Torah they're going to reach the truth, they're going to find Hashem, they're going to find the light of Hashem in the end. So they have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that they don't understand. We still don't understand. We need to work on that. To understand that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to us two powers. He gave us light and He gave us water. And with the light of the sun, if you're just going to illuminate and illuminate and illuminate, you're going to burn the world. If you're not going to water the plants, there is nothing to know. So you have the Torah, that is the light, this is what the Rambam wrote in the Gerat Rambam to his son. And he told him, when you finish learning, you need to see how you're going to keep it. How you're going to keep the mitzvah. If now the mitzvah that you learned from the book is saying to you, you're not allowed to be angry. Lo taguru mipnei ish. You're not allowed to be afraid of no one. Alright, you learned it. Amazing wisdom, greatest, the wisdom of Hashem. I'm going to keep it. You're not going to. 2 minutes from now, you're going to be angry. Someone's going to threaten you, or something going to remind you, something from your childhood, and immediately you're going to be scared and afraid. So what? You don't have no control on it, even to decide that I will not going to be angry, I will not going to be afraid. So what has helped you that you learn? Only if you're going to learn the lesson and go with it. Because only if Hashem is going to help you, you're going to be able to conquer that Yetzirah. Because the Yetzirah is attacking the man every day, coming to kill him, to finish him, dead. And without a Kadosh Baruch Hu that helps the man, he cannot beat the Yetzirah. So you need Hashem to help you. How are you going to receive the help from Hashem? You have to call him. Hashem is close to everyone that is calling him with truth. So you need to talk to Hashem. This is mixed by that tefillah and the Torah. So you're obligated to pray. And Abraham Avinu, he was the name of faith. He was the name of faith that established for us the prayer of Shachrit. He wasn't standing in davening Shmona Esrei. He didn't say, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. No. Those words been written by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. And when Yitzchak established for us tefillat HaMincha, he also wasn't saying, Elokei Yaakov. So, Abraham Avinu was going to the fields every morning, because he knew that this is how he's going to succeed in life, if he's going to open his day with Hashem Yisbarach. So that was what he was doing every day, opening his day with Hashem Yitzbarach. In how? In which way? In learning? No, he was talking to Hashem. Kol hakoveh makom litfilato Elokei Avraham ve'Ezro. Everyone that is setting a place for his prayer, he was starting the day like the first starting today, with shopping, with morning prayer. But it's hard that he had more difficulties because he also had Ishmael in his life and he had a lot of stress and he wasn't strong like his father Abraham. He saw that he's not standing in the tests of life only with that custom of his father to stand in the morning. So every noon he said to himself, this is it. I don't have no choice anymore. This is it. I'm going to the fields now. Like that we know that feeling. Did you say, this is it, I cannot handle anymore. Nothing gonna help me if I'm not gonna go and talk about it with Hashem. So he went. This is how Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Vasadeh. He went to talk in the field. He went to talk. He went to pour everything that he had every day. And Yaakov Avinu was even weaker. And he went also in the middle of the night. He didn't have no more powers with Esav jumping all over him, running all over him, fighting with him, kicking him, insulting him, rebuking him. He felt he's choking. He didn't know what to do with his life. So he had to go in the evening also. He was being shot away from him, not anymore. And us, we're even weaker than them. This is why the Rebbe is saying you cannot be a kosher man without having extra, on top of the three prayers, 1 hour of Hidvodedut, talking, conversation with Hashem. Because how are you going to keep your sanity without talking to Hashem Yitzbarach 1 hour a day? It's impossible, no matter what you're going to say. First of all, if the Rebbe said it, we're not arguing. You can argue if you want. This is your ticket out from the yeshiva. No problem. But bottom line, we know it. We see it. We begin to be so more relaxed with that wonderful habit of talking to Hashem Yitzbarach. And it's saving us. On top of that, you have all of the miracles that Hashem listens to your prayers and answers to your prayers. In Ramash, you see Moktim. Amazing miracles in our lives. But even without that, just the fact that you lose a little bit from this. Yoke that you have on your shoulders in life, you don't know what to do. And you go, and Hashem is talking to you. And the Rebbe is leading you by that wonderful Hidvodedut to the point of the beginning of who you are, to the roots of who you are. And you go back to who you are. You understand Hashem. When the husks and all of the darkness is going to the side, you become to be the Vida Melchus. Like David HaMelech, that David HaMelech was connected in 100% to the Creator, to the roots of his soul. And this is why he's always positive. He's positive and he's telling Hashem Yitzbarach what's going on in his life. People are attacking me, wicked people are blaming me, they're trying to kill me, they're forcing me to do things against your will. But I always want your Hashem, and I always want to be closer to you, and to be close to you. It's the only good that I have in my life. And Hashem, please, please, I'm begging, I'm nothing, I just want to be close to you. And you love me, and I am righteous, I have good will. To come to that, you just need to be a Baal Tshuva. David HaMelech, he was the one that showed to us the way, the path of Tshuva in the world. He opened the path of Tshuva. So, if you want to be a Baal Tshuva, you have to believe that you are able to become to be good in the end of the process of your life. And now that you hear that the day is purifying you, that the Yom Kippur is purifying you, that even if you just thought about Rabbeinu, this is it, no more husbandry and coverings, the darkness in your life anymore. So there is only one thing to do, to fight against the bad habits, fight against those bad ways of thinking, negative, against ourselves all of the time, and to focus on the good. And on that we need to have a wall. Rabbeinu said, 1 hour a day being broken hearted to do tshuva. 23 hours you have to be happy. How are you going to be happy? Nothing is going on like you want, and you still have your lackings and your poverty spiritually and physically, and you're not married, and you have your issues and the landlord and on all of the things you don't know yet, and what's going to be, lack of confidence, and maybe people are lying to me, and maybe people are doing things against me, and all of those fears that you have, how are you going to be happy?
So all of your problems, you need to start questioning what in the one hour you're going to do. And the 23 partners of the basis of life, you need to focus on the good. The good is the connection that you have with Hashem. Hashem, He is the source of good. Tov Umetiv. He is good that is doing only good. And the Torah is saying to us, En Tov Ela Torah, there is no other good except of the Torah, and also that the Torah is tzaddik, and of Ela tzaddik, that the tzaddik, the righteous man, and the Torah, they are good. This is what the Torah showing to us. If you remember, I told you that 2 weeks ago, maybe 1 2 months ago, that there are 3 stages to the connection to the light of Hashem. First of all, it's to connect to the light of your own soul, is to believe in yourself. When you believe in yourself, you can start believe in the second stage of faith. This is righteous people and the Torah. And then they can connect you to the light of Hashem. This is the third level. Us, righteous people and the Torah, this is the middleman, this is the one that is standing between us to Hashem and Hashem. This is it. So you cannot connect yourself to Hashem without connecting yourself to righteous people, without having a real righteous rabbi that is leading you and connecting you to be a link in the chain. If not, you're out. You're not connected. You can think that you are, but you're not. And the Torah, that you obey the rules of the Torah, you keep the Torah, that the Torah is illuminating the light, showing the wisdom of Hashem in the world, reveal the kingship of Hashem. So you have to be connected. But you cannot connect yourself to the righteous people if you're not connected to yourself. What it means to chase after yourself and to break yourself, your own bones, and to hate yourself? No. You have to be connected to the divine. You have to be your own best friend. You have to understand yourself. To go up with yourself in that journey of life. You have to be one with yourself. You have to change. You are. Everyone is going to observe on that. You're going to be amazed. You're going to see that it's all good. You don't know maybe how to reveal that good. Maybe he haven't learned enough yet. Maybe he haven't done tshuva enough yet. Maybe he haven't purified himself. Maybe he haven't removed the husks and darkness. All of those blocks that are blocking who that you really are inside. But when you're going to do that, you're going to find the truth, who that you are inside. You're amazing. This is it. Because you're a son of Hashem. You're a drop of water from the ocean. You have the same nature of the ocean's water. If you are Neshama Elokit, you're a divine soul. So this is it. So you're a divine. There is a higher word than divine to say who you are. You are divine. What is amazing? This is who you are. This is who that I am. This is who the divine was. This is Bnei Israel. This is Bnei Israel. This is how they are. This is the way that Hashem made them. Made us. Us. This is it. This is who that we are. Except of dancing, there is nothing else to do. Yes. Bottom line, what are you going to do with that information? You just need to be happy. You need to believe that it's true. You have to believe that it's true. You have to believe that this is really who the time is. I'm not used to think like that. So I need to get used to that. To be positive. And it's a war because the Yetzirah is every day fighting every moment to rebuke you and to break your spirit and to make you sad and faster and to increase more fruit from very far places and more fruits. And he's showing to you 100% that you're all wrong and on and on. But the truth is that it's on and on. And that you are still, will always going to be the son of the king. Elokai neshama shenatat abit behorahi, the soul that you gave me is pure. Even after 120 years of sinning, day after day, a man will hold the siddur in the last day of his life. He's going to decide to pray first time in his life shacharit. He's going to say, Elokai neshama shenatat abit behorahi, and it's going to be the truth. The soul that you gave me is pure. So who are you? The vehicle or the driver? The body or the soul? When I'm calling you, Avram, this is it, I know who I called. Who is answering? Your body? Because Shalom, there is a dead person lying on the floor. You call him. Moshe, 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 Moshe. He can answer you. He cannot answer you. Why cannot he answer you? He
So the soul is not there. But if you call the souls, can they answer you? You remember that way of giving charity for the benefit of the souls? That I told you that amazing miracle that I had, that I gave zakah. I said that if I'm dedicating that zakah to the benefit of those souls that's going to go, I'm going to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to answer me on certain prayer, and I pray, and then I threw the coin inside the charity box and it fell, and the moment that I heard the sound of the coin touching the other coins in that box of charity, in Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes Tziyun, someone came to me, put his hand on my shoulder, and his name was Shimon, the son-in-law of Arad Shalom. And I looked at him and I said, Shimon. Shimon means been answered, been heard. I was horrified, and I was praying on something that is connected to Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz. I was praying on a certain issue that Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz, he was praying on it. And then Shimon looked at me and told me, you want to hear a story of Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz? This is what he told me. And I haven't seen him over there in the Tzion of Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes at all. And he just came and told me, hey, you remember Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovitz said this and that and that. And this is it. So you see that you can talk to the souls that are not in a body at all, and they can hear you. They can hear you. When Kalman Nachman passed away, Arab Shalom was in his funeral in the morning, before he was speaking to him in Hebrew. And I asked Arab Shalom after it, I told him, Arab, if a person that died, I asked him on the return, a person that died, now you can talk to him in language, and Kalman Nachman could not understand Hebrew, he was speaking only English. I asked him, if now after he passed away, he said, the soul should fit Hebrew, she or he? It heals. You can understand the Lashon HaKodesh. It doesn't have the problem. So now if you have a problem to understand the Lashon HaKodesh, it's only because you're not connected to your soul. You don't need to learn Hebrew. If you're going to work on connecting yourself to your soul, you're going to understand the Lashon HaKodesh. I have a proof for that. One time Rabbi Yosef Volzov came to talk to Baba Meir, and he came to talk to Rabbi Meir, and he's talking to him in Yiddish. And he spoke with Baba Meir, the son of Baba Sali, in Yiddish. And Baba Meir is answering to him. So someone was standing there and asked him, how do you, Baba Meir, you understand Yiddish? He told him, when it's Divrei Torah, you don't need to know the language. You can hear the Torah. You understand the Torah. It's not in the language at all. It's the words of the Torah. You don't see it, you don't feel it, because you're not connected to the light of your soul. Your soul cannot receive what did you hear. I remember myself when I came first time to Yeshiva Chutz Shel Chesed, Rav Shalom was talking, gave a class, and I didn't understand a word that he was talking. I didn't understand him. I knew that he's right, I knew that it's the place that First time that I came, I said to that place, I'm not coming back, never again. That was the first time that I came, actually. They were praying Mincha, and they were shouting the Kaddish, and they were shouting, I said to those ex-converts, Shul, I'm not coming back. This is not my gig. But after a while, I didn't have a chance, both a chance from heaven to force me and brought me back here. And for the shiur of Arab Shalom, I saw him speak, and I couldn't understand the word of what he was saying. I could not. But I knew that he's right. I don't know how to explain it. I just knew that he was right. We have the gift now that we can speak on those things in my crooked English, we can understand. It's married. But our effort has to be to connect ourselves to our souls, to the being. Who am I inside? Hashem never created two things that are similar but are the same. No two oranges the same. No two drops of water that are the same. We can see the face of Hashem, the infinity, in everything. In everything you can see the face of Hashem. For sure inside of us. Who that you are. You are different, you are unique, you have something special inside that you have to reveal it. You cannot reveal it until you're going to start judging yourself in a positive
wait means give yourself a place to be. A lot of people, they don't let themselves laugh and dare to laugh. They don't blow their nose because they're afraid of it. One of my children told me young people that he doesn't know that he's ashamed to blow his nose in the yeshiva. I told him, look at your rabbi. Ah, that is standard. You can see a package of tissues and he was blowing his nose all the time. He had a cold a little bit. And he had to clean his nose. You're right. But you embarrassed, it's all passed on. You're afraid to be who that you are. What? No one is going to the bathroom. No one is blowing his nose. No one. You're the only one. Hey, people are holding themselves not to go to the toilet. The people are not going to think, what are you, Paro? Oh, that was hiding the fact that he's going to the toilet. Going to do in the river in the middle of the night that no one is going to see him. You're not Paro. You need to go. What's the restroom? What's the problem? There are halachot. I think it was Rabbi Akiva that he was hiding in. Rabbi Akiva was hiding in the toilet to see how his rabbi is everything. Blah, 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 halachot. It's halachot. You need to learn. How are you going to know? You know, today you have certain halacha. You need to know how you're going to clean yourself in the toilet. There are halachot. You're not allowed to use the right hand to clean yourself. You're not allowed to use the middle finger to clean yourself. So what it means? It means that you need to learn those halachot. How are you going to learn them if you're not going to ask your rabbi? If you're trying and opening the book and try to read and don't understand, you need to make a phone call or to meet your rabbi and to ask a question and to know the answer. You have to talk about it. You need to talk to your coach and rabbi. He's purifying you. But if you're not going to open it, if you're just going to keep on hiding it, you're never going to be able to learn. And a by shy, lament. A shy person cannot learn. This is it. It's a rule of the day. You have to ask. And you have to ask the hardest questions that you have. And if you don't have who to ask, you need to pray on that. You're going to have someone to ask. But you're going to find that righteous man that's going to lead you in the path of truth. So on that, you need to pray. So you can go back to that place before connecting ourselves to Hashem Yitzhak by connecting ourselves to ourselves. To believe, I have a holy soul inside of me, an amazing soul, beautiful soul, that I received it from Hashem. And I just need to connect myself. If you're going to do that, and you're going to become to be who that you are, with your sense of humor, with your talents, with your ability, with who that you are, you're going to eliminate. But if you're going to block yourself and block yourself, you're going to stay blocked. You're going to stay in darkness. So you have to fight and to be brave, to fight, to reveal who that you are. You have that courage to be who that you are. Now people that are afraid to grow fear, they're afraid to grow their own, they're afraid to wear kippah, they're afraid to wear 6 feet outside, inside, you have all of those fears. You just don't let the light illuminate from you. This is your light. You're a Jewish soul. No matter what you're going to do, you're a Jewish soul. Judaism is going to illuminate from you. No matter what you're going to do. If you're going to fight, it's going to happen in 5 years. If you're going to fight real bad, it's going to illuminate in 10 years. But this is who that you are. You're holy. You're Jew. This is it. Just let it be. So, let's finish with this. Let it be, let it be, let it be. All right, it's enough. Thank you.